for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right, needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5, touchdown Giants, 97 yards.
Now, here's your host, John
Schmidt. Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. Also on Twitter at hashtag GiantsChat. Good morning, everybody. And not a whole lot of news, obviously. This is going to be the case for the next month and a half until we get to training camp. But we're going to throw out different scenarios and questions over the next few weeks and see exactly your opinion on certain things heading into training camp, what Giant fans want out of this team, what they think the Giants should do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So 201-939-4513, hashtag Giants chat on Twitter. Our question of the day today is, how would you set up the Giants cornerback depth chart if you were the Giants head coach? So that's what you need to take a look at today. And here's here's how I look at it. I know a lot of Giant fans are pretty down right now on Corey Webster and the year he had last year. And I understand. Corey Webster had a down year last year. There's no question about it. He didn't play his best football, and he struggled from time to time. There's absolutely no question about it. I can't argue that. People love Prince Amukamara. A lot of the advanced stats out there say he was one of the best cornerbacks in the league last year. Did he have a good second year where it was really his rookie year, but did he have a nice step up year last year? No question about it. But I want you to keep a couple things in mind here as we move forward. Number one, Corey Webster is always asked to guard the opponent's number one best wide receiver. That's a very important thing to note. That's number one. Number two, Prince wasn't. He was always sitting there on the team's second or third best wide receiver and had to cover a man-on-man. And it's not like Corey Webster was given no help and Prince was given a lot of help or vice versa either. So many times when the other teams put their best wide receiver in the slot, Prince was sometimes guarding the other team's third best wide receiver, which in many cases is the fourth best receiver on the field because the tight end is better than whoever that third wide receiver is. So I don't want to go absolutely nuts here proclaiming Prince is a number one caliber shutdown corner quite yet. To me, he has to show he can do it against some of the best corners in the league first. And I think that's pretty important for him to show the Giants that he's capable of doing it. Now, I love Prince's attitude. That's all he's talked about all offseason long is doing that. We had him on the show, and he said how he's looking forward to facing Calvin Johnson, having to cover the best, and he wants to, you know, in terms of in-team competition, take over that number one cornerback slot from Corey Webster. He wants to improve to the point where he's considered a shutdown corner in this league, and that is a good, good thing. But I'm not sure if he's there yet. This year will be a big year to see exactly how far Prince has come in terms of covering some of the best wide receivers in the league. And I look forward to seeing that. As for Corey Webster, I think he's going to have a bounce-back year, to be honest with you. Is he going to be the same player he was when he played his best football in 2008? Maybe not. But that's okay. I think he'll be more than solid. Remember, last year he played with a broken hand and a bad hamstring for much of the year. So he's going to have to figure out a way to get healthy and play through those things. And if he's healthier this year, he should be a better player. Just by the fact that he's healthy. I mean, I think it's a pretty tough thing to want to throw a guy's career away because of one down year. Granted, he's on the wrong side of 30. This is when cornerbacks start to decline. I get that. Could this be the start of Corey Webster's decline? Sure. But has he declined to the point where he's no longer a viable starting NFL cornerback? Certainly not. And I think that's an important thing to note. I think he'll bounce back now that he's healthy and have a better year. So, to me, those are your top two guys. I still think Webster's your number one. Prince hasn't shown me enough yet to show he can be that guy. I like to see him in preseason when he plays that first quarter or the first half when you get to the second or third preseason game. I like to see him cover the other team's number one wide receiver and see what he can do. I want to see that. It'll be interesting. But he has to prove it to me first. Then you get to the nickel guy, and it's interesting. In minicamp, Aaron Ross was the guy in those nickel packages. He was the number one nickel corner playing that slot. So he's going to be in the mix there. Jayron Hosley is going to be in the mix there, who had an okay year as a rookie. He started stronger, tailed off towards the end of the year. He gave up something. I believe it might have been one of the highest percentages of targets turned into catches at that slot position, which obviously is not a good number. And then, of course, you have Terrell Thomas, who's really the ultimate wild card. And Terrell really showed a lot of confidence. And quite frankly, more confidence than I saw at any time from him last year that his knee is back and ready to go. And he thinks he's going to be able to be a real factor on this team. Now, I'm not sure if he's going to be a regular outside cornerback anymore. Maybe he's going to play that third safety role that Antrell role played in years past. So Terrell can play that traditional safety position that he's, you know, really wanted to play since he got here. But I can't count on Terrell Thomas. Now, if he's healthy, do you use him? Sure. But I think it's very important to note that, you know, the Giants have options here at the slot corner spot. I think there's going to be a lot of competition when you get to training camp. You really are. Because you have young guys, you have some older folks, all competing for the same spot. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see who wins it and, you know, really comes out on top. I think that'll be really interesting to see how that goes. 201-939-4513, hashtag Giants Chat on Twitter. And if I had to put somebody in that starting slot spot right now, it would probably be, oh boy, I'd probably put Ross there just to see what it looks like. But I'd like to give Hosley a chance to win that battle, and obviously you would hope that Hosley's the guy that does win that battle in the offseason. But that'll be a wait-and-see type of proposition. See how Terrell Thomas does, see how Hosley does, see how Aaron Ross does, and you go from there. And those obviously are your top five corners right now. Once you get past those five, you're getting into the, you know, the Charles Jameses of the world, some of the younger guys, and you know, there are big question marks there. So it's going to be pretty important for those top corners to stay healthy so you don't have to worry about playing some of these undrafted rookies and such early in the season. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Shakes down in Baltimore, Maryland. Shakes, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
What's up?
The corners, I like our corners. It's just that we, like, for the last couple of years, we've been getting banged up in that area. Like last year, we lost T2. We lost Witherspoon. Who else? The guy Bruce Johnson.
Yep.
Where he go at? Where he go at? He went to St. Louis, didn't he?
Yes, I believe. You know what? I'm not sure if he's in the league, Bruce Johnson, right now. To be honest with you, I think once he re-injured his knee last year, I think he might be done.
Oh man, I like Brucey though.
Well, he, you know,
I like Brucey.
Knee injuries will kill a career, my friend.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, for the last 2 years, we've been getting hit with these injury bugs at the corners, and I'm kind of scared about this year. I mean, we deeper than years past, but if three of them go down again like last year, we're done. So, yeah, like, they're very important. But I like who I really like and think that's going to step up. And I'm very high on him is the Prince. I think he's gonna make his mark this year as in shutting down the number one receiver. I think he's going to become our number one corner. I like C. Webb, but I just think that it's like he's at the latter stages of his career.
Yeah, but the question is Prince ready to do that this year? Obviously, when you're a first-round pick, you get picked 19th in the draft. The team expects you to eventually become the number one cornerback. But the question is whether he's ready to do that or not this season.
I think he is. I mean, last year was a good step up for him. He did a very good job. And then like, now that I hear about what he's doing in OTAs and everything, and from what the conversation me and him had on the radio, yeah, I got high hopes for him. So I'm very interested in to see what's going on with them corners this year. But really, I'm kind of just nervous about them safeties, only because of Kenny Phillips. I don't know what everybody else going to do. I don't know what you, of course, I'm still concerned about Brown. Even though I feel better from what y'all told me, but I'm still concerned about him. I want Will the Thrill to step up. And I like Cooper Taylor. I hope he does something. So, yeah, the back seven is very interesting this year.
No, it is. And you know what? But to me, as important as the defensive line is, shakes it, and it is, the play of the secondary this year is going to go a long way towards determining how good the Giants are going to be. Because if they give up a lot of big plays and they're inconsistent, like they have been in the last few years, you're going to have trouble winning 10, 11 games.
Yeah, yeah. But I think we're going to stay relatively healthy, relatively. Maybe a couple guys go down, but not. I hope not season ending. But, yeah, thank you for taking my call, man. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Anytime, Shakes. Appreciate it. 201-939-4513. Hashtag Giants Chat on Twitter. Let's look at some of those tweets coming in talking about this. Let's see. We got Mike Farmer, Webster 1, Prince 2, Hosley 3, Ross 4, Thomas 5. Who just copied me? Mike, kill me. You know what? The question is, do you put Ross 3 and Hosley 4 or Hosley 3 and Ross 4? Maybe this way. For Hosley to beat out Ross for that number 3 spot, he's going to have to play a lot better than he did last year. Let me put it to you that way. If Hosley's a similar player to what he was last year, I think Ross beats him. If Hosley shows significant improvement, I think he's the guy you want in that slot spot ideally. He has more quickness to cover those quicker wide receivers. I think Ross is probably more physical. He'll be better on run support. But you'd like for Hosley to beat out Ross, if he can, at that number 3 spot. But he's going to have to play better than he did last year. I wish I could help you out here. I have no chance at this name. I got no shot. Come on. It's got to be Swedish, you think, or Swiss? I got the last name. My man Lofaldi out there. I'm assuming he's in Europe somewhere, or maybe he's a transplant in America. I don't know. He's at work. He's going with Prince. Well, he's at work, then he's probably in the States then, because otherwise he'd be too late in Europe, right? We got a foot. Six? We like 4 o'clock in Europe right now? Anyway, I'm sure I'm boring everybody to tears here. Prince, Webster, Ross. See, he is Ross in front of Hosley, which I think is interesting. And he hopes Terrell Thomas can get higher on the chart once we get through training camp. And I think that's possible. If that knee holds up, and again, that's a big if. We don't know if it can. Maybe Terrell Thomas can do a little something. Our man, Big Blue Viator, Andrew, Corey Webster and Prince starts. Hosley, Ross, and Terrell Thomas coming up next. Hopefully Ross is outplayed by Hosley for those packages, and maybe use Aaron Ross as a gunner. I could see Ross being a player on special teams. Let's be honest, though. After those top two corners, your corners are going to have to play special teams. That's just kind of the way it works now. Tommy Brennan, C-Web, Prince, Terrell Thomas, number 3, Hosley, then Ross. Tommy, I think asking Terrell Thomas to be your number 3 guy, I think he might be asking a little bit much, but we'll wait and see. Marwan Ali points out that all 3 former Giant cornerbacks, Bruce Johnson, Michael Cohen, Justin Tryon, are still on the street as unrestricted free agents. And Mike Farmer giving me a hard time. Check the time on that tweet. I sent it before we even started the show. So I guess we just, great minds think alike. You like that? Mike, is that okay? Oh, man. All right, let's see. That's just what responded to me directly. Let's look at our hashtag Giants chat. See what we have going on there here. Our man JCS2008 at corner, Prince, Webb, Hosley, Ross. And then at safety, Ancho Roll, Stevie Brown, Ryan Mundy, Will Hill, and then hopefully Terrell Thomas at number 5. Here's the funny thing. And I'll take a quick look over to safety here for just a second. I know we're talking about the cornerbacks. I'm not sure what you're going to get out of the safety position this year. Stevie Brown played so well last year. To expect that same type of production is unfair. So can Stevie Brown give you 4 or 5 picks? And then what is Ancho Roll going to do playing that traditional safety spot? We really haven't seen him do it a ton since he's been here with the Giants. In fact, the first year he was here when he did play that position a lot, he had some problems taking at some angles, and he did get beat on some plays. I remember the Jordy Nelson with the one-move seam, bing, touchdown. So I'll be curious to see how Ancho Roll does in that traditional safety spot. Look, it's a spot he's always played. I think he's going to be great at it. But let's see how he adjusts. I think that'll be interesting. I really do. And I think the Giants will use more traditional nickel stuff this year. I don't think you're going to see quite as much 3 safety. Only because Terrell Thomas and or Aaron Ross are big enough to give run support and cover in that slot spot, and they both can blitz. So I think you're going to see more traditional 3 corners instead of 3 safeties. And that's only, and mostly, it's going to have to do with health. If you got a lot of injured corners, you have a safety, a lot of injured safeties, you might have a corner. But my guess, all things being equal, you'll see more traditional 3-corner stuff than you will 3-safety stuff. That's just my opinion. Everybody, great job on the phones. Great job on Twitter today at Giant, hashtag Giants Chat. Of course, 201-939-4513. Giants secondary will be a big part of their team this year. And, you know, it's going to be a interesting year for the secondary. And, of course, there is a symbiotic relationship with the pass rush trying to figure out, you know, how well the defense plays. And the secondary can only play as well as the pass rush does pressuring the other team's quarterback. It doesn't matter how good the corners are, how good the safeties are, and you can only cover for so long. So the Giants in secondary is going to have to get some amount of help from the Giants' defensive tackles and defensive ends on the pass rush to try to disrupt the opponent's passing game. They can't do it on their own. That's why a lot of times last year you kill the corners, you kill the safety. That's fine. These guys can't cover for 6-7 seconds. I don't care if you got Deion Sanders, Charles Woodson, Steve Atwater, and Darren Woodson back there. All right? It's not going to work. Or Leroy Butler. Rod Woodson. Whoever you want to talk about. You can't cover forever. You need guys to get to the quarterback, and that's something else the Giants didn't do last year. Let's be honest. This is a make-or-break year to me for the Giants' defense in general, and for a large part, Perry Fuel. You know, he's had a couple of rough years with the defense the last couple of seasons. Now, a lot of that has to do with injuries, no doubt about it. But look at their rankings. I know they get some turnovers, but I don't think they get enough to make a 28th, 29th ranked defense palatable. You have to be more consistent. You can't be a make-or-break team. And last year when the Giants didn't get turnovers, they couldn't stop. They couldn't stop people. They just couldn't do it. So the Giants are going to have to be more consistent when it comes to their defense and not just rely on turnovers to get the job done. All right, folks, tomorrow we're going to talk about the linebacker position a little bit, so you think is going to get the most tackles on line, at the linebacker spot, which I think will be interesting this year. It's kind of a wide-open scenario, which I think is a lot of fun. But we'll go back to our phones here as we continue to talk about the Giants secondary and go up to Charlie in Maine. Charlie, what's going on, pal?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right, Charlie.
Hey,
what's up?
Everything's great. Everything's great. You're just talking about cornerbacks. I think you're totally right. I think Roll should just be a safety. Let him play his natural position. I mean, we had so many people out of their natural positions, like Kiwi, having him play linebacker, he should be an offensive end.
Right.
We had Roll play in the slot, he should be a safety. So one of these guys has got to step up in the slot. And to me, it's got to be Webster, Prince, and I think Thomas. I mean, you know, depending on how he's doing, you know, with his knees. But seems like, he's going to come back strong this year. Hopefully he will. So if he does, there's your 3 best cornerbacks, I think. Slot receiver, I think Thomas could do that. And then you've got Ross. And Hosley, I don't know. You know, hopefully he's taken a big jump from last year, just getting some experience playing. Hopefully he'll be a lot better. But I think as long as they stay healthy, which it seems like it's a year where the Giants hopefully will get over the hump with health because they've been hit so hard. Maybe this year it will only be JP and the fullback, Henry, there, and they're going to be coming back anyway, and hopefully they'll get through training camp, you know, safe. And if they do, I think they're in a really good position with their cornerbacks. And safety-wise, I think Brown, you know, everyone's saying, well, you know, Brown, how's he going to repeat the year he had? Well, he might not repeat in the number of interceptions, but he can get better in other areas, just be able to play a whole year. I'm sure he's going to get better on his angles. He's going to get better by knowing the defense. And if you got rollback there full-time and you got Mundy from Pittsburgh, you're going to have, what's his face, the rookie that we just drafted.
Cooper Taylor.
Yeah, Cooper. He's going to be there. I think the thing is that destroyed the Giants last year is they couldn't stop the run. That's what killed them. They killed them in Washington.
Yep.
It killed them in Philly. It killed them so many times. And now they got so many big bodies. And they got a lot of really good tackles. If they can stop the run, which they should be able to do, it's going to make their pass rush 10 times better than it was last year. And I think their defense is going to be stellar this year because of that. And offensively, if Eli plays like he did the last, you know, maybe not last year, but the couple years before that, with the weapons that he has, and you know, with Wilson in the backfield, it can give him a real like burst in the sense of like, you know, he can take it all away at any play at any time. I think the Giants could be a really, really good team this year. And, of course, it, you know, comes down to health. Can they have one year where they don't get so snake-bitten health-wise? I think they're gonna have a really good year. That's my opinion, as long as they, like I said, if they just stay healthy.
So. All right, Charlie, appreciate the call, pal.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks, man. And I agree. I think the Giants' offense is going to be great. It's going to be explosive, and it's going to be one of the best in the league. But I want to go back to your first point, which I think was the best one. The Giants need to figure out and find a corner that can play that nickel slot spot consistently. Because if they can, they improve it two spots. You improve it in the slot, and you improve it safety because Anchar Roll can play his original position. And I can't stress how important that is. Whether it's Terrell Thomas, less likely. Hosley, more likely. Ross, I would say you call him Mr. Reliable. You know what he's going to give you. If one of those three guys can play that slot corner spot well and consistently, in my opinion, this Giants defense is going to be a lot better. Not only because they're good in that spot, because they can free up Anchar Roll to play his traditional safety spot, which to me helps a lot because Anchar is a playmaker. He's a ball hawk. Remember against the 49ers last year, he made those two great picks over the middle against Alex Smith in that Niners game, playing that robber safety position? If you can get him in that spot where he can make some plays on the ball, that'll be fantastic. And I think it helps the entire defense. 201-939-4513. Steve in Washington, D.C. Steve, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's going on?
Oh, you know, Marcel, I just wanted to say, you know, I personally am really, really hoping and praying that, oh, my God, I just had a brain pump. Excuse me, that Terrell Thomas could, you know, could stay healthy this year. I think he's really our best option at safety, given, you know, if he's healthy, I don't really think Hosey's quite ready yet. I think Aaron Ross could beat Hosey out easily. Personally, I think we're kind of not giving Aaron Ross the credit he deserves. I mean, he's been reliable, but he's still a very good player. You know, Hosey has talent, but he still has a way to go.
Hey, look, I think you have a good balance there. You got a guy, a flyer on a guy like Terrell Thomas, who you know is upside if he's healthy. You got a guy like Aaron Ross, who's been in the league for a while, a bit of veteran. You know what he can give you. And then you have an improving guy like Jose. So I think the Giants have three good different types of options. And as long as one of those guys can figure out how to play and be consistent, the Giants will be in pretty good shape.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, what do you think it is that we actually need out of the safety? Because what I'm really feeling like we need is, we need somebody to instill some fear, somebody who's going to do a little bit more than arm tackle out there at the safety position. And to me, Terrell Thomas is the only one of the safeties who showed he's willing to put his, you know, his shoulder down and hit somebody. I mean, to me, it just seems like we needed some intimidation factor back there.
Well, you know what? I think Ontrell Roll can be that guy, too. I just don't think he's been given the opportunity to do it. I think Roll's more than happy to, you know, nail the guy going over the middle, looking to make a catch. Stevie Brown is more the over-the-top guy. Don't let somebody get behind you, play that deep zone. He's not going to be an explosive hitter for the most part from what I've seen. But I think Ontrell, if you get him back there in that deep safety spot, he will lay the wood.
Yeah, well, let me ask you about this, you know, the linebacker position. I mean, I keep hearing, you know, Herzlick, you know, he's ready to step up. He feels he's ready. It's his to lose, you know. Listen, I've been hoping this guy could be all, you know, he was supposed to be before he got sick, and I'm just glad he's healthy first and foremost. I'm really happy for the guy. But, you know, I have to admit I'm a little bit suspect about what he's going to bring to the table this year. And I'm really not sure how is it that, he's kind of, you know, ahead of Connor so quick. I mean, what's going on with Connor?
Look at it this way. Herzlick's been here. He knows the system more than Connor. The other players know him. And he has done a better job being a vocal leader. And all that stuff is important when you're wearing shorts and T-shirts. It's not quite as important when you're wearing pads and helmets. So let's see Herzlick keep this job once he has the pads on, once he has the helmets on. He's going against live competition in preseason games because that's what's going to win him the job. He can do all this stuff and show he mentally gets it, which is all great. It's important. Don't get me wrong. But it's not going to mean a hill of beans if you can't make plays once the helmets and pads come on in preseason games. So let's wait and see.
I can't agree with you more.
Yeah.
I can't agree with you more. That's why I'm wondering, like, why are we even talking about it right now when they got on shorts? You know, I know that one of the, you know, polls they had out yesterday was about, the receivers and stuff. And that's kind of how I feel about, you know, the receiving core, which is the best. Because me personally, you know, I'm a huge, you know, Dominique Hickson fan. And
me too.
You know, I'm sorry he's not healthy, but I felt like he was, you know, he had proved to be our best slot this far. You know, I love Cruz, don't get me wrong, but I just felt like, you know, Dominique Hickson had the most top size in that position. But, you know, I just don't want to crown these guys yet. I'm afraid that, you know, I'm very excited about this year. You know, I think we have a very, very talented team, but I'm afraid of we're doing a little bit too much talking, you know, especially, you know, about the Super Bowl and it being in our hometown. I just want to, you know, I want these guys to be humble and hungry. You know, I want to see somebody. So anyway, listen, I appreciate you taking my call as always, guys. And I'm looking forward to the year, you know, to next year, this year coming up. So thanks for taking my call. I'll be listening up there, guys.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. And just on the receivers quick, another guy that I want to keep an eye on with the receivers is Lewis Murphy. And no, he hasn't had any drops during practice. That's important. It shows he has better hands. However, much easier to hold on to the football extend to go out and get it when you're not worrying about somebody killing you, too. So let's see if he can continue that once we get into games and he's, you know, getting hit. Before we start saying his hands problem is fixed. Let's see him do it in the game. Same deal with him. For a lot of these guys. Practice is great. Run around in shorts and helmets and, you know, T-shirts is great. But everything changes when you're going to get hit. So it really does change everything. 201-939-4513. And I don't think the Giants have been that chatty, to be honest with you. I think that's more the media and fans. And quite frankly, what else do we have to do here on Giants.com in the middle of June? Everyone's gone. No news. I take calls. We talk about stuff. We guess. We predict. Sometimes we're optimistic. Sometimes we're pessimistic. That's what they pay me to do. I'm going to talk, Steve. That's how it goes. It might be cheap. We got to play the game. But still going to talk. Final call of the show. Andrew's in New Jersey. Andrew, what's up, pal?
Hey, I'd like a prediction. The guy that calls, is it Stakes? Sorry, I forgot how
Shakes
to pronounce the name. He'll be happy if Aaron Curry is the starting linebacker. But who is you think going to be the starters at linebacker, and whatever happened to Jersey Joe Martinick?
Joe Martinick got released last year. They brought him back briefly at the end of the season. He was not invited back as a camp invite this year. So I don't believe Joe Martinick has picked up with anybody. I believe he's a free agent out there. As for who I think the starting linebackers are going to be, and this is going to be something we talk about tomorrow in depth. So I'll give a little preview. You know, it's hard. If I honestly, even though he's been in that spot, even though Herzlick's been the starter so far, if I had to guess who I think the starting middle linebacker is opening day, I still say it's Dan Connor. I think he'll beat Herzlick out. That's number one. I think Jaquan Williams, barring injury, will be your starting outside linebacker on one side. Now, this is where it gets tricky. If he's healthy, I think Keith Rivers is your other starting linebacker. Unfortunately, there's no reason for me to believe that he's going to be healthy. There's also no reason for me to believe that Aaron Curry is going to be healthy. So that makes things a little bit more interesting, a little bit more complicated. Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if the Giants' base defense is almost like their nickel defense, where they don't really play three linebackers a whole lot. And if they do, maybe they'll go smaller. Maybe they'll have Paysinger and Jaquan Williams out there on the outside. Quite frankly, that third linebacker right now is still very much a mystery, and a lot of it's going to have to do with the health of Keith Rivers and the health of Aaron Curry, which, as you well know, is suspect.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate the call. We lost you there, I think. I couldn't hear you. Thank you. But look, linebacker's tough, man. It really is. It's a tough spot. Everybody, great jobs on the phones after a slow start. Great job on Twitter. We appreciate it. Good times. Tomorrow we're going to talk about some linebackers. We're going to bring eyes in it at some point this week, too. And then we'll continue with Big Blue Kickoff throughout the rest of the offseason. I'm going to be off a bunch of days, and maybe I'll have a Datino or a Lance come in to sub for me, have some fun. That's about it. Everybody, have a great day. Enjoy. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one.